Yeah. Do you see that there are all those words that say you and different ways of saying you? I don't understand how to read them.
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. G, E, Yo. Neither do I. Do I? What do I look like? A linguist? I'm not like, I mean, I was an English major, but I don't like specialize in Old English. You have to like, I don't even know. I don't even know how you find out how to read that. You have to like go to a specialist.
Okay, but how does a specialist that can read these things look like? What is his or her category?
It would be like a linguist or a scholar of Old English. Or Middle English. Also a bunch of German stuff in there too.
I saw also that there was some German too there. It's true. Okay, my neighbor next door gave me a piece of quiche. Tonight I already have the dinner done.
Dad.
Ni.
Tu.
Tu.
Man.
Ikau.
Tu.
Ihnen.
Was.
Ihr.
Wait.
Ihr.
And
euch.
Ihnen.
Maybe.
You.
S.
T. Tu. Toi.
Je.
Du.
Oh, jij.
Ni.
You are the sunshine of my life. I love you. Y-O-U. You. Are standing in front of me. You're my opponent. You're my friend. You're my enemy. You are. We stand face to face. You, me.
Not.
You.
Is it?
You.
Yeah.
Yo.
Sub.
Joie. You.
Boss.
I see you. I hear you. I smell you. I perceive you. I attack you. back to face, face to face, you talk to me, you talk, you walk. You. You.
Me.
You, 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 you.
Me.
You are the sunshine of my life.
True.
Vos. Wait, wait.
Without the you, there is no me. It's dialectic.
Me.
The one precedes the other. The one anticipates the other.
Loss.
The you.
Yay.
Cannot exist without the I, and the I cannot exist without the you. There's one, and that's two. You.
And.
You agree, you disagree, you hurt, you are hurt. You're vulnerable. You would do anything that I would ask you to. You would do anything for me.
Me.
You.
Me.
An eye. Two eyes. A nose. A mouth. A face.
Two.
Ears, hair. Head.
Ego.
You.
True.
What makes you different from all of the other yous?
Loss.
What's the use of being different?
Wait, wait.
And
how many yous are there? Are you different? Why? Why you?
Hey.
Let's see. Let's see. Вы. Ты.
Кому?
Nosotros en Argentina, en vez de usar la forma tú, usamos vos. ¿Ustedes usan el vos o cómo se refieren a la otra persona?
Depende de la ciudad. En Cali usan vos. En Bogotá usamos tú si es una persona cercana o amigos o algo así. Y usamos usted si es una persona mayor o una persona que no conocemos o una situación más formal.
Tratando de encontrar los inicios de la palabra tú, o en inglés you, and of course Greek came to my mind. So, ¿cómo se dice you in Cyprus or in Greek? Y is there a difference between both of those languages and the way you pronunciate it?
Tienes suerte que estoy estudiando unas cosas de Pitágoras para mi paper y tengo aquí al lado mío las palabras trasladadas. Switching to English, there is a difference between Greek and Cypriot dialect. So in Greek, the word you is a C. And C is really, in ancient Greek, is actually C. So sigma, and then the Y, that's like kind of Greek sound. Another one of the many E's that Greek has is this kind of shape of the Y. So C is like the modern Greek. C without the E, it would be the ancient Greek. And actually, in Greek, but Cypriot dialect, the C is actually a SU. And that one, the Cypriot dialect has an ancient root as well that goes all the way back to Homer. So you see SU, SUNI as being used there. So yeah, there is a difference between a C, a SU. But really, SU is not really used in Cyprus. That's like a very kind of rough, let's say, word that not many people use. So the most popular contemporary one is both countries in Cyprus and Greece is ESI. And ESI, just to recap for myself, is in ancient Greek is just C without the E in the front. And of course, C is like you find it everywhere. Like C, that C, you find it everywhere in Greek. So I'm wondering if it's the same, if it's the same C, because I'll explain why. Actually, I'm not sure if that's the same, so I'm not gonna say it, but that sigma y normally is used a lot in front of like other words when you have two things being together. You say a synonym, right? Like C, that's in the front, but I'm not 100% sure if those two are connected. There's another C, which is actually sin, sigma y n. That sin is the one that you find in all, like so many words in Greek, and that transfer also in English. There's so many that I can't even think of right now, like symplectic. Let me find a few more words, that easier ones. Synthesis, like literally my paper is on synthesis. Synthesis would be one where, like, you know, synthesis, the syn part, that's a different syn, basically. It's not the same as the one from SE, I'm almost sure. But there might be a root there, connection between the two, actually. But that's too deep to look for now. Good luck.
You. The English you. The English you sounds very soft. Whatever happens in the mouth doesn't have any hard or harsh sound. It rolls quite well in the mouth. It's just a U. The onomatopoeia makes me think that the U is friendly. And the U is nice. Du. The German du. Du. Du hast, I'm quoting Rammstein, you have, du hast mich, you hate me, du hast mich gefragt, you asked me, du hast mich gefragt und ich habe nichts gesagt, you asked me and I said nothing. Die, the Slovenian you. The Slovenian you is very melodic, in my head at least. It always makes me sing melodies like yeah, the Slovenian you is also, I don't know, I'm suddenly thinking that it's like, I would like to make a compliment to the you in Slovenian. Ti poglej. Všeč si mi, ti. Lep obraz imaš, lepe oči, ti. Lep si. Ti si lep. Všeč mi je tvoja srajca, všeč so mi tvoje hlače. Toi, the French you. The French you, le toit, also means the roof, le toit. In that case, the you really has this connotation of being something that protects you, the opponent, le toi, you, the entity that protects me, that gives me shelter, that helps me find solace, that caresses me and puts a hand on my shoulder. Yay. The Dutch you. Yeah, the Dutch you is also quite soft and similar to the English you. It's nonetheless a bit less graspable. It's a bit like vague. Yay. It's also a bit like, I don't know, I mean, if you think of yay as somebody who speaks English, then it sounds very positive. Yay! But then I also have to correct it, because it's actually yay. Yeah, and then the Spanish you. Tú. It's almost as if I'm spitting. Tú. Tú. It's very close. The you is a very graspable thing. It's something that's just in front of you, something that you could reach with the spit that's coming out of your mouth when saying tú. It's actually quite interesting if we think of the fact that in Spanish you don't use the word tú so much, but that verbs implicate which person is talked about. So the verb contains the you or the we or the they.
Mirá, respecto al you o el tú, o sea, desde ya primero lo pienso en francés, que son las dos, ¿no? Como tú y vous, y el vous que comporta el ustedes y el usted como forma de trato, que bueno, en el italiano me parece también exactamente lo mismo con tú. No sé si... O sea, me parece que las raíces gramaticales vienen por otro lugar, más en la raíz latina, justamente, ¿no? En relación al you, que hasta donde entiendo viene más de una tradición sajona o alemana, germánica. Después recuerdo que en guaraní es ye, de, no recuerdo bien cómo se pronuncia, y que después para decirle como usted o como para tratar de ustedes, o sea, como situaciones de respeto, ¿no? Diferencia de formalidad y tal, derecho. Después, en relación al tú, a ver, déjame pensar, cuán, en quechua. Después en wichí creo que es san. Que creo que, como te comentaba, hay un sitio web de diccionarios, básicamente, ¿no? El Glopsy, que tiene varios idiomas originarios o lenguas originarias latinoamericanas, en donde está más claro. Capaz sea interesante ver un poco etnolingüistas, ¿no? Que desde ese lugar vas a encontrar capaz un poco más de data sobre los orígenes o las bifurcaciones justamente de las formas de nominar al tú, cómo se concibe a la gente, cómo se concibe a la persona, y ahí pienso en los tupí.
Entonces en wichí sería am y en quechua cam. Y no entendí la diferencia en guaraní de nde o ndereche. ¿Eso es algo parecido al tú y al usted? ¿Tiene sí. que ver con la formalidad o con alguna jerarquía?
Te.
Tú.
mamá,
mi,
uri, inen,
mi,
na, ia,
tu,
eu, ia,
sol,
tu, inen,
uau.
Estudié muy poco guaraní y en verdad lo estudié en Duolingo, cosa contradictoria si las hay. Pero en D era así como tú, más directo,
Dereche.
Informal. En Dereche, sí era más un usted, o para referirse a un tú más serio, no necesariamente más formal, pero con más respeto en todo caso. Y sí, am en wichí y cam en quechua.
Algo que estaba pensando es que siempre la segunda persona, o sea el tú o el ustedes, está dedicada al mundo humano, pensaba, ¿no? Hay pocas oportunidades para referirse como tú o como vos a otras formas de vida. Y me preguntaban qué lenguas
sí.
Eso podría ser de otra manera.
Vos.
Cuando se le habla a otras personas, a otros seres.
So my question is, in which language you can include someone other than a human?
Come.
Que se quede el infinito sin estrellas, o que pierda el ancho mar su inmensidad. Pero el negro de tus ojos que no muera, y el canela de tu piel se quede igual. Si perdiera el arco iris su belleza, y las flores su perfume y su color, no sería tan inmensa mi tristeza como aquella de quedarme sin tu amor. Me importas tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú, y tú, y tú. Me importas tú, y tú, y tú, y nadie más que tú. Ojos negros, piel canela, que me llegan a desesperar. Me importas tú.
Thank you. Thank you. Into the living rooms of America. We were astonished to hear the lifelike sound of real voices in the living room. Voices from the theater, from the music hall. Voices that sang and announced and advertised. And there they were in the living room, next to the settee. Preferably heard with headphones, perhaps a voice chased up and down the dial with nimble fingers as the frequencies raced about. Early radio was an era previous to frequency stabilization. And so So the voices entered the living rooms, and they told stories, and they played songs, and they announced, and they were very cheerful. Sometimes they were serious, sometimes there was news, sometimes there were warnings, sometimes there was instruction. Oftentimes, they were men's voices. For the magic of the wireless is not only that of the antenna, but that of the microphone. For what could be more lifelike, more realistic, more embodied, more present
than the microphone? Than a microphone held up close to your mouth, whispering into your ear, singing just for you. What could be more intimate than the radio made for you? The radio that brings the voice next to your ear. People who speak to people, when in fact we will enter the age where machines speak to machines once again, where the main sound to be heard will be that of data transfer, of encrypted communication, of artificial intelligence, of signals flying at microsecond speed. We won't require the niceties of encoded chat, of declarations of good day, of thank you, of over and out. No more Roger. No more OL. No more good to hear ya. No more 10-4.
Thank you.